All right, hello. My name is Andrew Weiser. I'm 16 years old, and today is December 2nd, 2019. I'm speaking with
Nancy Avey,
Who is my grandma, and we are recording in Freeport, Pennsylvania. Okay, so where did you grow up?
I grew up in Allegheny County in a small town called Sharpsburg.
Where's Sharpsburg at?
Sharpsburg's, not too far out of Pittsburgh, downtown Pittsburgh.
Okay. What was your childhood like?
It was very interesting. I had parents that both worked. We lived in many different places while I was growing up. There for a while, we lived in a trailer on a piece of property next to a gas station that we ran. My parents owned, and then we built a house across the street, and again a brand new gas station. So all my teenage years were helping to work at the gas station with other people and learning how to pump gas and learning all about cars and mechanical things.
So did your parents both work?
Yes. My mother owned the gas station and my father worked on the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh, okay. So what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
My earliest childhood memories are always about my grandmother who helped raise me when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And we always had a dog and a cat around. And I was always outside if I could get there to be around and watch the animals and smell the flowers. And I was very interested in the plants and the world around me.
Is that why you have a lot of gardens now?
Yes. So I have a lot of flowers. At that time, we only had a small home, but now since I have more room, that's why I have all my flower beds and the big garden. And I also have a lot of animals still.
Yeah. What was your first pet's name?
The first dog I remember, his name was Corky.
What kind of dog was he?
She was a mixed collie German Shepherd. And we had a cat. And he was a red cat, red and white cat, striped.
Wow.
And his name was Tomcat.
That's nice. Okay, so did you like school? Why or why not?
No, I hated school. I didn't like it because I had to leave my grandmother. I had to go away from my home and all my animals. I was very shy. I had never been really around a lot of other children, so that was totally different to me to be around kids my own age.
Yeah. Was there any memories of school that you did like that you can remember?
Yes. As I got older, I enjoyed going to a Christian school. Mm-hmm. And there I was in the chorus. I loved music, singing, and, learning songs and having Christmas and Easter and all those holidays in the big church and the organ music. I mean, that to me is one of the happiest times of my life. And then also the Christian school had what they called this gym class, and we'd have, at the end of every year, we'd compete against the other Christian schools. And I loved to run, and I could run so fast. I could beat anybody, boys or girls.
Wow.
And I was the smallest.
That's interesting.
I liked recess, too. Yeah. Anything to do with fun, activity, schoolwork, no.
Yeah, you didn't like the classes.
I didn't like it.
So what was, after you graduated school, did you go to any colleges or anything like that?
No, I went to work in for a factory. Mm-hmm. That made shelving.
Wow.
And I spent a couple years there. Mm-hmm. And then many years later, I went to nursing school to be an LPN.
Okay.
After I had my children.
Yeah.
And I spent 21 years working as a licensed practical nurse.
Where did you work at?
I worked at St. Margaret's Hospital in Aspinwall.
Where's that at?
That's just down by the... it's about 12 miles from here, down the river, towards Pittsburgh.
Okay. Do you have any cool stories from working as a nurse?
Oh, none that I can tell. None that anybody could stand to listen to. No, it was very interesting career, because I worked with a lot of geriatric patients, which are older patients, and surprisingly enough, there were a lot of teenagers at that time too. They came in to get their wisdom teeth taken out, and they came from rather well-to-do parents.
Yeah.
And the worst problem we had with them was keeping them from smoking pot before they went to have their teeth taken out.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure if I sat here, I could tell you a story and keep on telling you for days on end. There was lots of them. It was a very exciting career.
Wow.
Worked night shift, and sometimes we'd go, on Halloween, we'd dress up and go through the hospital with, like, we had a little break time in the middle of the night when nobody was doing much, and my friend and I would go down through the hospital, and we'd have sheets on, and we were the ghosts roaming in the hall, and they couldn't figure out who it was. They thought somebody came in from the outside. They had the police looking for us and everything. We ran back up the steps and onto the floor, and the police came. Did you see anybody up here wearing sheets? We're walking all over the place. No. I didn't see anything.
That's crazy.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
That only lasted for a couple of years, though. And then they locked all the doors.
Oh, jeez. So how did you and Pap meet?
Well, it was a blind date.
Oh, really?
And my friend, who I knew her for many years, she set us up on a blind date, and we met at a restaurant, and we've spent the last 20-some years together.
Wow.
Maybe 40 years. Jeez. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, 40 years.
Was Pap any different than he is now when you first met him?
Oh, yeah. But then again, he was in his 40s, and now he's in his 80s, so he's changed, and so have I.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always working.
Yeah.
You know, he was a mechanic, and he had actually about 3 jobs that he did, because he liked keeping busy.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't
and he was a farmer. He worked on a farm, too. They had a farm.
Has he always lived around here?
Yes, he was born here on this property.
Wow.
He's always lived here.
That's crazy.
And that's here in Buffalo Township on Sunset Drive.
Didn't he work as a bus driver?
Yes, he was a bus driver at Ronix. And he took Freeport runs for their football, basketball games.
Wow. And then wasn't he, like, work for a sewing company or something like that?
Yes, he worked for a sewing textile company, as well as he worked for Ronix. And that took him from Pennsylvania down to Washington, PA for a while, and then he went down to Alabama and worked there with that company.
Wow.
And then came back up here and retired from the company that he was working for. But he worked for Ronix for years. He started working at Ronix at 14.
Wow.
Which was the bus company, and then he just progressed with the mechanics that he knew, because working on the farm, they had a lot of tractors and things like that, and he knew how to fix them all, drive trucks and everything. So he worked at Ronix, and he worked for the textile company for at least 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other jobs, or is that, did you say he was a mechanic?
Well, he's a mechanic at Ronix.
Yeah.
You know, he drove the buses as well as he repaired them.
Right, that makes sense.
And he did farming when he was a teenager. They had cattle here on the property.
Yeah, didn't they? And they drink chickens from the spring house down there?
Mm-hmm. We've had milk. That's where they stored the milk from the dairy cows.
Mr. Bale said that his grandparents or parents or something used to bring their cattle down there and let them drink before he took them back to Beale's farm.
How good that
spring water
is. You know, it's never gone dry ever.
Yeah.
So it was used to be open. Mm-hmm. And they put a top on it, and after they milked the cows, they took all the milk from them and put the big containers in the spring house because that water's so cold.
Yeah.
Until the guy came to pick up the milk, or until his grandfather.
Yeah.
His grandfather was the one that had the milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandfather and his father, they worked a farm here.
So did he, so he grew up in my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
who built,
They bought that house when they bought the farm. When okay. his mom and dad bought the farm, mm-hmm. and his grandfather had the farm over there. He had a big farm over there where all mm-hmm. the houses are.
Okay.
And then Grandpap A.V. bought this one. There was 100-some acres here that they bought. Now we're down to 50.
Yeah.
And he sold all the property, all those properties out along there
mm-hmm.
to like them and them. Yeah.
Did he help build that house, John's?
Yeah, Grandpap Avey and Grandma Avey,
mm-hmm.
that was a work shed.
Oh, really?
And they turned it into the house that it is now. It's a beautiful little house.
It is.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's all hardwood throughout.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice inside. Did you ever see the fireplace there?
No, I haven't. I can't remember being in there.
If you ever get a chance, have them show you the fireplace. It's beautiful. It's real pretty.
Mm.
But yeah, they lived in there, and then they built this house. And he had his grandfather lived with them all the time he was growing up.
Wow.
He had a farm over there, but he lived here with his daughter. There was two daughters.
Yeah.
And his father. So they, mm-hmm. you know, they all lived together as a family and ran the farms. Now, his dad also had another job. He worked at the whiskey factory over here. It's across the river.
Okay.
There was a big factory where they made whiskey.
Wow.
And that's where his job was. Making out of all the grain that they brought in, that's how they made whiskey.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And he retired from that, and then he, you know, helped work the farm more at that time.
That's interesting.
That's why I said Tom has a very interesting background.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, anyways, so how did you feel when you're going to be a mother?
That was very, a lot of different feelings because you went from childhood to now being the adult raising children.
Yeah.
It was a lot of responsibility that you took on and you thought about, but you didn't care about it because you just knew you could do it.
Yeah. So, what was your favorite job growing up? Probably nursing, right?
Actually, I like working in the gas station also. I always liked working with people.
Yeah.
I liked talking with people. I knew people in the gas station because they lived around us. I went to school with their kids. But yes, I did truly love my job as a nurse.
Yeah.
I really did. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the patients, the doctors, I loved everything about St. Margaret's Hospital. It just was a very friendly, homey type residence for us to work in.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm. Okay. Who is someone that's had a great influence on your life?
Tom, my husband.
Mm-hmm. How did he impact you?
He had, he gave me the incentive and gave me confidence that I could do the job and I could go out in the world and make a living. He just said that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I just put my mind to it, got the education, I could do it. Another person was, some of the teachers that I was at when I was at the Christian school. They gave you so much self-confidence and always said you can do it and you can do better. Just keep plugging at it.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers back then were very, very interested in how you were going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped you develop.
Yeah.
And my grandmother.
Yeah.
My grandmother raised me and she was truly a genteel woman and very mannerly, and she brought me up to be, you know, a very well-rounded, mannerly person.
Did she live at your home when you were a kid?
Yes. up until I was about 12 years old. Yeah. She took care of me. We lived together.
Okay. What's the greatest life lesson you have?
Think about the good and the bad. I don't know what. That's that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can do that then. This thing looks like it's still going.
I just hit start.
Oh, okay. Did you start it?
Yeah.
Oh. I think the biggest life lesson that you could know is to don't do anything rash. Always, go over, think about what's the good and the bad side of things, and try to figure out if it's the best thing for you to follow through with in your life.
So basically think things through.
Yeah, think things through very well.
I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
And find very smart people to be around and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And learn lessons from their experiences. That's what I would say.
Okay, so thinking about future generations, anyone who might hear this recording, is there any advice or wisdom you could share with them? People in the future.
Always be working to improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of money to do that, but listen to the people around you. Learn lessons from them, whether it be their mistakes or the things that they've done that have been successful, because both sides are learning to help you know the choices that you want to take in your life. Granted, you're always going to maybe make a mistake here or there, but you learn from that. Mm-hmm. Just don't do anything that's, if you know it's wrong, don't do it.
Yeah.
And if you think it's right, give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be positive for your life, you just don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to take chances that other people would take.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to turn around and walk away, you turn around and walk away. That was my thought. It doesn't sound good to me. I'll see you later.
Yeah. I think that's good. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
My you kids.
Mm-hmm.
People, life. I mean, I enjoy life. I enjoy the people. I enjoy everything in this world has to offer. The world is beautiful. You think?
Yeah.
You just have to, and learning about the history of the world and how everything started, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And just realize that life is important. Life is very important. And it's important that you make the right decisions and the right choices. And don't take chances. Not that many chances work out. Work on something you think that you can really grasp and make something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Give your children all the attention that you can give them, and give them the right directions to go in. Encourage them to go to school, get good grades, move on, and have a good future. Always the improvement of yourself and the world around you is what's important. And giving love and getting love.
Mm-hmm.
If you give love, you will get it back tenfold. And that goes for everything that's around you, your children, your grandchildren, your animals. If you take care of others, they'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And love.
I agree with that. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of silly, huh?
I think it's inspiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as it doesn't sound too silly, but that's basically what your grandmother is.
Yeah.
And I think you know that.
Yeah.
And if you can help anybody, you help them.
Yeah.
Never be selfish. You want to help other people, because when you help others, you help yourself also. as long as they're doing something good.
Yeah.
If they're on the wrong side, you don't get involved in it. Okay. Are we done?
No.
Oh.
Not yet. What are you proudest of?
I'm proudest of my work that I had at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
taking care of others. I really like caring for others, and I feel the greatest joy when they recover or they've improved.
Yeah.
And my grandchildren have been
mm-hmm.
wonderful. I enjoy them the most and helped raise you guys, so I feel
yeah.
that was a great achievement to help your parents
mm-hmm.
with that, so they could, you know, improve and move
yeah.
on in their lives too.
Yeah.
It takes a family to raise a family. So turning out as good as I did, I think it's a challenge. It's not that I had a hard life.
Yeah.
It was just growing up is difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. And it's difficult making the right decisions all the time. And then you think, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. And you always question yourself. I think girls question themselves more than boys. I don't know. I never really asked guys too much about it. But I guess you do.
Yeah.
But you're always looking to see, should I have done it a different way? If I had it to do over, learning by your mistakes. You know, sometimes makes the achievements even better down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already made all those bad mistakes back there. You want to make more better ones in the future.
Yeah, true.
I just can't think of anything much more about my achievements. Other than I got... My achievement is that I've gotten in life... I've got to in life where I wanted to be. I have a wonderful family.
Mm-hmm.
I raised children. So far, they've done very well. And, I'm living where I wanted to live.
Yeah.
With property and
mm-hmm.
farm and animals. I would
yeah.
like to have a little bit more of that, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
And I just was too old by the time I was
yeah.
retired to do any more farming.
Mm-hmm.
But living on the land, I really love.
Yeah,
same. So, my dream really is fulfilled.
Yeah.
I don't have too many any other things, other than maybe I would have liked to have traveled more.
Yeah.
But I'm too afraid to do that. And I'll be the first one to say that. I have a lot of fear of travel.
Why?
Because of the unknown.
Yeah.
And now here in America, it's not that bad, but I thought I would want to travel outside the United States,
yeah.
but it's so safe here.
And yeah, it is.
You know what to expect here, and to go abroad, I just don't, I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd be afraid all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't like being stressed.
Yeah, neither do I.
You take after me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a lot different.
But you
out
can't
there.
Let that hold you back from taking
yeah.
chances. You know, things that you could achieve
mm-hmm.
and improve yourself. Sometimes you have to go out of your element a little bit and learn. You can always turn back and say, hey, I can't do anymore. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be afraid of doing that, because if you can't handle it, then you back away. But in the process of getting there,
mm-hmm.
you learn a lot about yourself, about the world, and other people.
Yeah.
And always be looking at those other people. Sometimes you think, oh, they're the greatest people. I should do this, or I'd love to be like them. But you got to just make yourself the best person
yeah.
you can on your own and not try to do what somebody else is like other than succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from other people
yeah.
what you should do and what you shouldn't do, how great you should be and how great it isn't to be. It isn't that great being this great person, because sometimes when you are up there and you have so much responsibility,
yeah.
you then have no life.
That's true.
So you pick a level
yeah, like
of the world
and stuff.
That you want
yeah.
and you feel comfortable in. Yeah,
yeah,
you could be the president of the United States, but would you really be happy? You might think you'd like to be the president of a corporation, but do you really want all that responsibility? Because then you are losing out on a lot of your life because you're running that company. So if you really want to be just a worker, you don't have to be the head of the floor. You can just be a worker. Take care of the situation that you can work in and be happy. And raise, as long as you can be happy and raise your family, that's what your goal should be. If you want to be that president, well, then you can work for it. Mm-hmm. Because then that really means then that you can handle it. But you always think about, you know, where you're going to fit in here and how it's going to affect you. But always work to be the best you can. That's the secret. Be the best you can without killing yourself.
Yeah.
And know when to say, that's enough. No, that's enough.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I got responsibilities.
You know, sometimes it is hard to say no.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you want to maybe go with that. And, you know, try it for a while.
Yeah.
But then you still have to know when you are done.
Yeah.
And it's too much.
Because
if it's wearing on you and you're too stressed, it can make you very ill.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy.
That's true.
Yeah, and always try. When, and here's the thing, too. You try, and with other people that you meet that you care for,
yeah,
young people or your friends, you try to help them as much as you can.
Yeah.
Don't take it on totally that it's your full responsibility. They have to make decisions too.
Yeah.
Encourage them also to be the best they can be.
Mm-hmm.
But you are limited to your responsibility to them. They, you have to know when it's now time for you to back off and let them take over to develop themselves. Because some people are overachievers, and then they start living their life through the people they're trying to help. So they're living their life, and they're living all these people they're trying to help, and it is mind-boggling. And it can ruin them, and the rest of them are all just sitting around, having my beer, and you're there, whoa, they're not doing this, and I gotta help them with that.
Yeah.
You know, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be, people get tied up in that.
How would you like to be remembered?
You might make me cry here. Because I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
I would just like to be remembered that I was a good person, a good hard worker,
mm-hmm.
and I was good with my children. I raised them, and that I loved my grandchildren, and I took care of them, and tried to see that they got all the help that they could get to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That I was a good person. Well, not that I, you know, achieved this and achieved that, but that I was a good, loving person. Because that's...
Yeah.
That's how the people that I know that I remember the most, that's what they were. Very caring, good people.
No, I think you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You make me cry.
I don't mean to do that.
Your grandmother's very sensitive.
Yeah. It's okay.
I come off being pretty hard at times.
Sometimes.
But that's all front.
Yeah.
Protecting that nurse that's inside me that...
Yeah.
And I've always been the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been there helping and caring for and nurturing, loving, giving support.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to learn how to back off.
Yeah.
You know, because I can be an overachiever. And you can be upset that they're not doing it what they should. They should be doing this and that. I try to tell them, like, you got to let them go.
Yeah.
You got to know when to stop and say, okay. And if they come back, say, okay, well, you can start over.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know when to stop and let them go on their own. You give them really good advice.
Yeah. They got to do it themselves.
But they, you know, if they keep on going and going, you can't stop that. Don't do it that way. Do it this way.
Yeah.
You have to say, you know, that's not really the best way to do that, maybe. Mm-hmm. You better think about it a little bit.
You know, then they won't listen if you keep nagging
exactly.
at them.
Or they expect you to make all their decisions. And you have to teach people how to learn to make their own decisions and the right decisions.
So they won't always have someone to rely on. They have to rely on themselves.
Well, they can rely on you.
Yeah, I know.
For information.
They can't always.
But they can't be constantly expecting you to
that's what I
run
mean.
Their life for them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn. It's a learning process of learning how to run their own life.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I mean, I'm out of questions. So, I guess we're done.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Now, I got something for you.
What?
You're using